let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. What Was I Thinking by Simon Gelman is an engaging account of his journey in life, his insight on political, societal, and professional fields, how his views changed over time, affected by his maturity in life in three different countries, the Soviet Union, Israel, and the United States, all with different social structures and cultures. Dr. Gelman addresses various subjects like how to be a chairman of an academic medical department, relationships between doctors and patients, socialism and capitalism, and anti-Semitism. Dr. Gelman was born in 1936 in the Soviet Union, Leningrad. When World War II started, he was 5 years old. The first part of his life was in the Soviet Union until age 38. And during that time, he graduated high school, finished medical school, was sent to work in the Northeast European part of the Soviet Union for almost 3 years. There he was exposed to the life of quite a few former prisoners of Soviet concentration camps. This affected his life for many years to come. When détente between the Soviet Union and the West was established in the early 1970s and immigration from the Soviet Union to the free world started, he and his family immigrated to Israel. Then, 3 years later, recruited from Israel to the United States. A distinguished medical career here, including chairman of the Department of Anesthesiology at the Brigham and Women's Hospital, Harvard Medical School. Stepped down from the chairmanship 10 years later at age 66. Present time continues working as a full-time faculty member. Stopped clinical work at age 79. It's a pleasure to have Dr. Simon Gelman, author of What Was I Thinking, our guest on today's This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
It's such a fascinating life that you led and such a unique perspective. Let's first of all talk about the inspiration, the motivation for the book. When did you decide I'm going to write this book about my life?
Well, it was quite a difficult decision. I started to think about this when I stepped down from chairmanship. And probably the whole process would just to get rid of obstacles. The main obstacle was that I do not know English well. Well, to write a book in English, that's chutzpah, if you know what it is.
Yes.
And so, but eventually, under pressure from my friends, I decided to write a book. And so it was more a story than a book full with investigations and studying and so on. No, I just told the story. And probably I can say after the book was published and quite a few of my friends read it, a few of them wrote to me when they were reading the book. They heard my voice with my accent, and it was their pleasure to see that it's really a life story.
Well, the book is doing so well. It's available at Amazon, all the usual places. The book is What Was I Thinking by Simon Gelman, G-E-L-M-A-N, our guest on the program. I love the cover of the book. What's behind the picture on the cover of What Was I Thinking?
Should I explain? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Why did you design it this way? This is job.
So it is a bit long story, but let me make it as short as I can. Okay. In medical literature, when it is concerned vessels, vasculature, arterial arteries usually presented in red color. And veins are presented in blue color. That's kind of like internationally established. So a few of my studies in this area showed that actually when aorta, this is the largest artery in the body, is clamped, occluded, the part of the blood volume moves to the certain part of venous system. So, and then from that, I started to, so I was quite a few papers wrote about the role of Venus system overall. And actually one of my articles in 95 was recognized by anesthesiology, this is the leading journal in this specialty in the world.
Yes.
Board of anesthesiologists recognized this article as a classic article. And they asked me to write an article related to this. And I wrote an article and I titled it My Love Affair with Venus System. And I guess I want to finish this part by saying that whatever I was doing in life, I usually was liking it very much. So I'm an emotional creature in this regard.
You know, you're so honest in sharing the ups and the downs, the decisions you made in life. I love the title of the book, What Was I Thinking? Dr. Simon Gelman, our guest on the program, the author of the book, available at Amazon. We'll have that up on our website to get information. You talk a lot about decisions that you made along the way. Was there a decision you would call the best one I ever made, the wisest decision I ever made? Any at the top of the list?
On the top of the list would be probably two. I married my wife, and we have been married for 61 years
now.
And second is immigration. The decision to immigrate was relatively easy. To deal with immigration, it was much more difficult issue. So not knowing English at all, and then knowing a little bit and so on, it created a lot of obstacles that I didn't expect. And sometimes very funny. Okay, let me very brief thing. It is a term in medicine, in physiology rather, VIP. This is vasoactive intestinal polypeptide. I didn't know another meaning of VIP. And I remember I was a resident, old resident, but still a resident. I got a page from a surgeon and who was telling me that tomorrow morning a VIP is going for surgery. And I'm trying to tell him that we cannot measure VIP concentration in our laboratories. No, just imagine the situation. I meant was active intestinal polypeptides, yes. And he made just very important person, and I didn't know this meaning at all.
Yeah, it's interesting that those things that we take for granted, just little things we say that you had to pick up on as you were new to Israel and then to the United States. I ask about some of the wisest decisions you mentioned, and congratulations on the long marriage that you have. That's fantastic. And the decision to immigrate. How about bad decisions, the worst decisions? Were there any, a couple that you look back on now and go, boy, I wish I hadn't have done that?
My inclination to say that immigration was one of the most difficult and one of the worst decision, because the life at the beginning was very difficult because I couldn't explain myself. I couldn't understand what people were saying around. And this was quite a dark period of my life. But light was there. Light at the end of tunnel was very clear.
Now, you've had a number of teachers that you worked with through your life in medical school, everything that you've done. Are there, and they're teachers, and how did they affect your life and your choice, your decision-making?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Do we have a couple of hours for that? Just kidding. Okay, so the worst decision probably was that immigration again, because I didn't expect the difficulties. But okay, it was really fun to overcome these difficulties. And therefore, I really don't know, I wouldn't mention anything that clearly what is the worst decision. Many decisions were that I would do differently later on. Whether it were worse or not, I'm not sure about this. One of them, I can say, when I defended my thesis, I was offered the position of a scientist in a very prestigious institute in Leningrad. And I refused, I declined, I didn't go. And many of my friends were saying that it was absolutely crazy decision. But the decision turned out to be very right. But I made this decision, and to a great extent, for very wrong reason. Being for 3 years in northern part of Soviet Union, I met many political prisoners. I was not a dissident, but I knew many of them. I committed crime against Soviet regime only reading so-called samizdat. This meaning kind of that the literature, pay articles, books that were not published openly. They were typed on typewriter and distributed kind of like is illegally. Oh, yes. My cousin, for example, he read Dr. Zhivago in this samizdat. Samizdat means self-publishing. And got 6 years in concentration camp for that. And he didn't manage to read it at that time. He was arrested during the night when he was supposed to read it. In the morning, he was supposed to give it to me. If he gave it to me then, in that case, I would get 6 years. And he would get 12 years for propaganda. And then when we both read it already, after it was published in Soviet Union, we realized, and for that, we would have six years of concentration camp. It was so unreasonable that that's what it is.
Yes, and how do you deal with that? I mentioned in the beginning that exposure to concentration camps, for example, was something which we fully understandable would stay with you and impact you for many years. Do you ever get over that, what you went through? Do you ever with it?
I guess so. My whole life in the rest of my being in Soviet Union was that I like knew that I would finish my life in concentration camp. And when I was offered position of a scientist with perspective that I would be but age before 30, I would become a full professor. Okay, yeah, but if I was then in concentration camp, as a full professor wouldn't help me. As a physician, I would be working in a hospital in a concentration camp, having quite reasonable chances to survive. This why I made wrong decision not to take this. But on the other hand, partially this decision not to take this position was due that I loved being physician. And I wanted to be a physician. And becoming, if I became a scientist, I wouldn't be practicing medicine.
Such an amazing life lived by our guest on the program, Dr. Simon Gelman. That's G-E-L-M-A-N. If you're Googling and looking for the book, it's available at Amazon, the usual places. The book title is What Was I Thinking? Talk about the book, what you feel some of the strongest features are in the book. You do such an amazing job of reliving those times and telling those stories. And the other side of that, maybe stories you struggled with, whether or not you should put them in the book.
I would suspect, I would say that the strong thing is that it is just a story. And I didn't conduct any specific studies in this regard. I didn't read anything specifically when I was writing or to write this book. So it just, the idea was to tell my story. And that's it. And this is maybe the weakest, maybe the strongest characteristic of the book.
Talk a little bit about your life as a physician, your work as a physician, especially here in the United States and still touching people, as I mentioned. What has that meant to you to be able to be a physician and to be able to contribute as you have?
Well, it's not that easy to answer this question. I would think that the main thing was patients and people, colleagues, and relationship with them. This was probably the most rewarding and most important part of this. Okay, let me tell you very brief episode, and you would understand. So in my operating room was scheduled a surgery, general surgery, for a young pregnant woman, and surgery was cholecystectomy, so not related to pregnancy. And so she was sitting with her mother, and so mother asked me during our conversation, the mother asked, so whether I'm obstetrical anesthesiologist or not. I answered very honestly, I am not obstetrical anesthesiologist. I did a lot of obstetrics. I feel comfortable to provide anesthesia to your daughter. But if you and or your daughter wants to have an obstetrical anesthesiologist, give me 10 minutes and I will find one. And I did find one. It was Scott Siegel, my former resident. Now he is chairing Department of Anesthesia and Wake Forest. And I asked him, and I said, listen, Scott, I will cover your room and you cover my room and provide anesthesia to this lady. I came with Scott to this couple, and said, this is obstetrical anesthesiologist. And daughter suddenly said, no, I want you. Now, psychologically, it was interesting. What did she find in me? What did I do that she started to trust me, despite that I said I'm not obstetrical anesthesiologist? And after some thinking, I realized the whole point is we read each other very often correctly. And she read me. She realized that I can do it, but I don't mind if somebody else will do it. In that very brief picture, it was clear the main person here is she. Not me, not Scott, nobody else, is she. And I was supposed to do what pleases her, if it's really good for her health. And this certainty in my probably body language and so on. So she just realized I can do it, and that's it.
The book that we're talking about specifically is What Was I Thinking by Dr. Simon Gelman. A couple minutes left in the program. I ask about the role of physician, what that has meant to you. You do work in research and science, and noted for your work in research and science. Talk a little bit about that, why you like that, and how satisfied you must feel for the work that you've done in your career in those two areas.
This is really a very difficult question, and let me admit that I really didn't have a typical training, a typical education as a scientist. It just was coming from the operating room. I saw something which was like a puzzle in the operating room, and started to dig literature, and then it was a question whether this or that is correct or not, and I just did a study to verify whether it is correct or not. So this process was extremely pleasant for me, but it was not really scientific. I guess if I had real good education as a scientist, I probably would be different scientist, maybe more productive, but maybe it would be less pleasant for me to move from one step to another.
What an amazing life and what a unique perspective. Dr. Simon Gelman, our guest, the book is What Was I Thinking? His reflection on his life in three different countries, the Soviet Union, Israel, the United States, his thoughts on various aspects in those societies, socialism, capitalism, anti-Semitism. He's mentioned immigration, all these things we talk about in the news today. You'll get his reflection and insight in the book, What Was I Thinking? Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Remarkable job in writing your story, and what an amazing story that you tell. And you still have chapters to go. You're still out there every day. Will you do a follow-up book?
No, I didn't think about this yet.
Okay, well, I don't mean to bring that up, but it would be nice if you did. Maybe just a couple extra chapters to that would be good. It was a pleasure having you on the program to be able to talk about his book, What Was I Thinking? Simon Gelman, G-E-L-M-A-N, book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. The book is available at Amazon, the usual places. You can find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.